Hi, my name's Nathan, and I am doing a podcast on Mozambique. So, Mozambique is a small country in southern Africa with a population of 27 million people. Not just like the U.S., but Mozambique is independent and has been independent since 1975. If you go there, the climate that you can expect is subtropical and tropical. Mozambique is located on the coast of, I'm not sure what the ocean is. Yeah. Mozambique is 309,000 miles squared, and the ethnicity in Mozambique is mostly African, but surprisingly their language is Portuguese. So how their language became Portuguese is actually a really stupid reason. So I'm not sure the specific date, but back then in might be the 1800s, European countries came to Africa and was fighting over the land. And when so this is all the European country that's fighting over it. So they got tired of killing each other and decided to, like, why don't we just split it up into like states of their own? And so they did that, but not one African was invited to that meeting. They were all Europeans, and Portuguese got Mozambique. And so that's how their and then their language just switched over to theirs. The culture you can find there is Roman Catholic, but there are Muslims, Protestant, Zionism, Christian, and more. In Mozambique, you're expected to live only to 54, so that's very, very young. Or not very, very young, but compared to what, like, ours is, I think it's like an 80-something. That's pretty young. In Mozambique, you go to school for 20 years. And, yeah. So, Mozambique has a presidential republic. Their current president is, I'm not sure what his name is, but... And so Mozambique's capital is Maputo, and it has a million people living there. Instead of states like the U.S., Mozambique has provinces. Out of the provinces, there are 11, and there's 13.3 million people there. Out of those 13.3 million people there, all of them don't have electricity. Out of the huge country of Mozambique, surprisingly, there is only one airport and three certified air carriers, which would be like carriers that would transport people. Most of the roads in Mozambique are not paved, so a lot of accidents happen from just driving on dirt roads. Mozambique has their own military, including the Mozambique Armed Defense Forces, Mozambique Army, Mozambique Navy, and the Mozambique Air Force.